gentlemen. May I have your attention, please?
In a world that is not bound by the rules and regulations of the FCC, you are about to go too far with JBK. The Too Far Podcast with JBK begins now.
How's it going, everybody? JBK here with you for another edition of the Too Far Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the Indiana Pacers and what seems to be a looming rebuild in Indiana after they have traded their star player in Paul George to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, if someone is really talented in one skill, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that they will be great at something else that is closely related, right? So, if someone is really great at playing guitar, it doesn't mean that they're going to be a great singer. Even though Slash is tremendous as a guitar player, it was Axl Rose who was the lead singer for Guns N' Roses. And just because you're a great player in the NBA, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to be a great executive. And usually, it isn't, based on those who have tried it. When you're great at something, it's usually easier to just rely on yourself and God-given ability than to teach someone else. You don't have to work as hard. You just don't. And you can't teach as well, because eventually you say, "Do it like me." And, well, it's just not that simple, because there is only one Michael Jordan and one Isaiah Thomas. And Michael Jordan, who is considered to be one of the best players ever, if not the greatest, has been infamous for drafting busts like Kwame Brown and Adam Morrison. Isaiah Thomas is another example, and he was a 12-time All-Star for the Detroit Pistons and led the Knicks as an executive to a record of, wait for it, 151 and 259 in 5 years on the job. It will be interesting to see what Magic Johnson will do as the man in charge of the Lakers, to see if his pick Lonzo Ball pays off, to see if LeBron James will leave the Cleveland Cavaliers to join the Lakers, and if Paul George will stick to his word and join the Lakers as well. And with the NBA season coming up in just a couple of weeks, it's an opportunity again to talk about the Indiana Pacers, who have had a very busy and tumultuous offseason, having traded their star player Paul George to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And you would think, with Paul George being an all-star level player, that they would get multiple pieces for Paul George. But the Pacers ended up trading Paul George to OKC for only two pieces. That's it. Victor Oladipo, who is a hometown hero from Indiana University, while he is an impressive playmaker and an athletic guy on the court, and averaged 16 points, as well as more than 4 rebounds and about 3 assists per game, he doesn't shoot from three-point range very well, shooting below 35%, and has a very expensive contract as he's poised to make over $20 million this season with the Pacers. And Domantas Sabonis, someone that no one from Indiana has ever heard of. As for Sabonis, well, he appeared in 81 games during his rookie season with the Thunder, where he averaged less than 6 points, under 4 rebounds, and just 1 assist. And again, this deal did not include any picks or cash for the Pacers to build their future around. And Larry Bird seems to have a legendary status in the state of Indiana. Any criticism toward Bird seems to carry blasphemous undertones. And even though Bird is a Hall of Fame player, a 3-time NBA champion, and the only person in NBA history to be named an MVP, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year, he is to blame for the looming rebuild in Indiana more than Paul George. Number one, coaching moves were among the mistakes made by Bird. Bird fired head coach Frank Vogel after the 2015-2016 season and replaced him with associate head coach Nate McMillan. But if the Pacers needed a new voice, why do you hire from within? Anyway, this decision ended up costing Indiana 3 wins, as they won 3 less games than the year before, going from 45-37 under Vogel to 42-40 under McMillan. And Vogel ended up coaching the Pacers to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals appearances, taking Miami to Game 7 in both years. In McMillan's only playoff series as Pacers head coach, they lost in the first round of last year's playoffs against the kryptonite of the Indiana Pacers, LeBron James, with Game 3 being the worst loss for Indiana, as Cleveland was able to squander a 25-point halftime lead, the third largest lead ever given up in league history, losing 119-114 to fall behind 3-0 in that series. Bird is also to blame for some ill-advised personnel moves, looking back. The Pacers traded what would have been Kawhi Leonard to the Spurs for George Hill. And even though George Hill played a critical part in the Pacers' playoff runs to the Eastern Conference Finals, Kawhi Leonard is one of the best players in the NBA, being in the MVP discussion for a lot of last year. Bird also signed Andrew Bynum, a guy who missed an entire season with Philadelphia and only played 24 games with Cleveland. And he only played 2 games with Indiana before he was shut down for the rest of the season. He also let key pieces from Indiana's Eastern Conference Finals teams go, like David West and Roy Hibbert. By the way, David West left more than $10 million on the table to chase rings in San Antonio. And eventually, Bird traded George Hill for Jeff Teague, who is a very good player, but he's a worse defender and shooter than Hill. And he also lost Teague in free agency for nothing to an up-and-coming roster in Minnesota. Let's not forget that Bird also overpaid for Al Jefferson, who is now in his 14th year in the NBA, an overweight and injury-prone player. And he also overpaid for Monte Ellis, a player that lost his starting spot and actually won't even be playing in the NBA next season because of off-the-court issues for at least the first 5 games. But the worst part of Bird and his tenure as president of basketball operations with the Indiana Pacers is how he dealt with Paul George. Bird also failed to trade PG when it was clear as day, that he wanted out of Indiana. Bird wanted PG to move to the power forward position. When PG didn't want this to happen, Larry said this to local media.
Well, he don't make decisions around here. I did it. I loved it after I did it. We'll see how he feels about it. I just think offensively it's going to be one of the greatest feelings he's ever going to have. He's going to find out it's much easier. But obviously he's going to have to guard bigger and stronger players. I'm not going to get in a battle with Paul George about where he wants to play. He's a basketball player. He can play anywhere. You put him out there, believe me.
It doesn't matter what anyone thinks. You can tell based on that quote that Larry thinks he's right. And it really doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. And worst of all, Bird didn't take any of the blame for losing PG and his mistakes as president of basketball operations, resigning 1 month before George announced that he wanted out of Indiana to local media. Bird is still a consultant, though, to the team so that he can have the influence he wants without taking the blame. Bird knew the writing was on the wall with PG and waited too long to trade the Pacers' best asset, letting Indiana's leverage as well as Paul George's trade value decline. There was a reported deal that would have sent Paul George to the Cavaliers, Kevin Love to the Nuggets, and would have brought Gary Harris to Indiana. This return may not sound as great, but it would have probably included picks as well as cash to build the Pacers' future around. The Celtics also offered 3 first-round picks and 2 starters, presumably Jay Crowder and Avery Bradley, in exchange for George at the 2017 NBA Draft, which is far better value with future prospects as well as immediate help from Crowder and Bradley. Look, the Indiana Pacers need to cut ties with Bird entirely if they want to get better. Let Kevin Pritchard take full control of this franchise without Bird's influence and see what he's capable of creating. With how weak the Eastern Conference is, the Pacers can be competitive at the least bit at home with a young and motivated group of talent. And offseason additions, including Darren Collison and his second stint with the Pacers, will be key, along with projects like Alex Poitras and TJ Leaf. They'll need to have extensive playing time in order to get better. Bird is the one that should shoulder the majority of the blame for the looming rebuild in Indiana, because his moves as president of basketball operations have set Indiana back at least 5 to 7 years, if not longer, from deep playoff contention. Larry Bird was a tremendous player, a proven coach, and even an executive for a short amount of time. But Bird's most recent moves and new role as a consultant will hold the Indiana Pacers hostage from starting over with Kevin Pritchard, a guy that has what it takes to build a competitor if Bird's overbearing influence isn't weighing him down. This has been the Too Far Podcast with JBK. Hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, share it on your page. Also use the hashtag TooFarPodcast when you do post it. And if you don't already follow me on social media, you should do so by using the handle at JBK_3. Again, at JBK_3 on both Twitter and Instagram. So until next time, have a great day and a better tomorrow.